Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
James, Jess, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, and this is... Danzig. Damn. Didn't work, Brad. I didn't time it out. I only just discovered this song.
It's an interesting choice of Danzig.
It's very beautiful.
I only just heard this song. And I blew it. Here, hold on.
There we go.
Okay.
That's the Danzig I know.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Bat Bester. That's me, James Jess. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hello.
Keep it going. That's the best part.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
See, that's Danzig's power. He does start out mellow like that. And then it goes to a different range. And you're like, yeah.
Like this.
Devil's Blood Thing.
It's like a tiny metal Elvis.
Yeah. He did an Elvis cover album.
Yeah.
It's not awesome, I gotta say.
Aw.
James, you say you once played Hurt on this show? You were telling me pre-show?
I think like 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago, I had a black eye. This was back in the studio, and I remember being very like, I had just gotten a black eye either that weekend or the weekend before.
Okay.
And
did we address it or ignore it?
I can't remember.
I bet we ignored it.
It was I think we ignored it because I think it was actually like looking pretty bad. And I don't think we like,
you think I would have ignored a mid black eye?
I think we like addressed it like off mic. I think I was like, hey, just so everyone knows I have a black eye, like don't look at me or something. or like
turn away.
Just like, it was like, let's not look at it too close because it didn't look great.
That would have been the worst announcement. Hey guys, I got a black eye. Because we know that.
Hey, just, you know, don't look at me. Please excuse me. Don't look at me. I'm begging of you to not look at me. Certainly not in the eye. No one make eye contact.
And you didn't tell us why?
It was from a baseball injury. I was like in a baseball.
That's a cool
game.
Injury.
Yeah.
On the injury scale.
Yeah, that's very cool.
This one, like, was a little bit embarrassing because it'd
maybe
be one
I spoke
thing,
too soon.
It'd be one thing if I took like a line drive to the face, or
which
like
is what I was imagining,
a pitch to the face. But really, it was I was in center field. I was tracking a fly ball, and I was like running to get it, and I guess I just misjudged it, and it like missed my glove.
Oh God!
Hit me in the face.
We cut to the dugout as they're running back in for their inning of being up a bat. Hey man, did you take that in the face?
Oh yeah. Oh.
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 Oh wow.
Oh my God.
I don't know how much it hurts, but. You must be super mortified and embarrassed. Oh my God. Are you okay on that mental?
Oh, well,
yeah, man, your eye's pretty black and blue already, but your cheeks must be so red from embarrassment. Like
right.
I'm tracking like
overriding.
Yeah, I'm tracking like the heat that's climbing to your ears from what a freaking biff that was, man. In front of the stands. Stands full of people.
Do you need like a psychiatrist like now?
Oh, guys, I mean, it sounds like what you're seeing like looks pretty bad. I think maybe I need to go to the hospital. Dude, what do you think?
The embarrassment will last the rest of your life. That black eye will go away.
What I saw looked really bad. Like what I'm seeing looks bad, but what I saw looks really bad. Because that was
a gimme. What we went through.
We started jogging in. We thought you had it because it was such a freaking gimme.
Yeah,
I mean, you did have it. It's coming right to your fucking eye. Like what? How can you not see it?
I mean, I guess I kind of blacked out. The last thing I remember, I was like running to catch a fly ball, and then I went black. And then I guess I came to on the ground. It seemed like a while later because I guess everyone had gone into the dugout and no one helped me up or anything.
Yeah, well, sorry, man. We were jogging in because we thought for sure you had a gimme and that was the third out we needed, you know? So we were already jogging in and getting ready to be up at bat. And then we were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
We fell to the ground. And so it took us
and
a
second
to get
you back. And they had an inside the park home run as a result of us.
Oh my God.
Laughing so hard.
Doubling up laughing.
And
the crowd, it went from a cheer of you supposedly catching it to a gasp to everyone laughing like.
Yeah. Like, I guess if you were blacked out for it, like Toogie, let's try to show him what it sounded like. It was like, yeah.
They were laughing.
Oh yeah. Man. Like,
oh,
like, so you guys were still running. You were running. You turned around to run back to the dugout because you thought that I'd made the third out because it was, yes. You thought it was a gimme. And then you heard everyone laughing. And then what did
gasp
do? You
first, but then laugh.
Yeah, gasp, then laugh. And then we laughed too because it was one of those. You ever been on an elevator where you just like cannot stop laughing because one person started? Like, we were bummed to miss the out, but it was just one of those things where like now I'm laughing harder because I'm trying not to laugh. You know,
but instead of an elevator, it's, you know, what, 35,000 people at least.
Well, guys, like, I don't need to relive something that I was like out cold for. Like, yeah, of course I'm embarrassed that this happened. I'm a professional, but like, it just, I think I need to see like the trainer or go to the hospital or something. And you need to
go to a remote place, dude.
Yeah, I would say
that looks that bad. Like, it's, I need like a specialist or something, like, to like.
I'm not even thinking about that, and I'm not a doctor, but I do know I've been embarrassed in mild ways. I feel like all the embarrassments of my life added up.
Just to like rebuild your reputation, you probably need to go dark for like, I don't know, what do you think, Toogie, like 2 to 6 years?
No, that can't be. Yeah, this happens.
3 to 7 years.
Yeah. This happens sometimes. It's not common to get an injury like this in the outfield, but it has happened before. I'm not the first person.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, maybe 4 to 8 years.
No, this happened to a guy on the Blue Jays, and he was playing the next game. Like, guys, I just need medical attention, and I think I honestly...
Listen to us. We're your friends.
We are your friends.
You need 1 to 9 years. Wait, in a remote place.
Wait, Toogie, I do have a thought. Maybe he does need medical attention. What he could do is, you thinking what I'm thinking? Plastic surgeon, whole new face.
Oh, yeah. That's then a given.
Then it's probably 1 to 3 years. If you're change your identity, whole new face,
sure.
Then you can come back sooner.
Well, healing's going to take a year and a half. So a year and a half and to 3 years.
To 3 years.
To 2.5 years.
We're looking out for you.
2 years later, someone walks into the dugout that the team like doesn't really recognize.
Get out of here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, fans aren't allowed to.
I'll hit you in a bat right in the face.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa. Guys, it's me. It's me, James.
I know that voice.
Yeah, it's
James.
I'm back from my team imposed medical leave / mental health sabbatical.
Oh, good for you, James.
I did the surgery that the team doctors recommended. That's why you don't recognize me.
You look amazing,
You
dude.
Look great, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so...
Who do you look like?
It's sort of like, I'm getting like...
I look like someone.
I'm getting like... Jeff Goldblum, but if mm-hmm. If he went like, if like, Jeff Goldblum mixed like, together
Pedro
with like,
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're looking so good, my man.
Okay. That's pretty good. Actually.
You're looking sexy and funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel totally new. I think the time off was good.
George Clooney.
Oh, he's getting such Clooney. You know, James, since you got a whole new face, do you mind if we just instead call you daddy? Because you're giving me some daddy right now.
I mean, sure.
Welcome to the bat. I'm just daddy. I mean, we've had Big Poppy before. Just, you know, like, because right now you're like full daddy. Before you were like sweet baby girl, and now you're full daddy.
I was sweet baby girl before.
Yeah. You know, like that soft boy, you know, like Jacob Elordi type. You were sweet baby girl and now you're full daddy.
Okay. Well, look, I'm just glad to be back. I think I actually do think that the time away was good for me. Not really because I was, you know, that embarrassed about the whole thing, but.
Well, you weren't around society and you missed the whole five part series on Hulu.
Huh?
Yeah. Jacob Elordi won an Emmy for playing you.
Oh my God. about, and it was five parts. What would it possibly have been about?
Documentaries aren't movies anymore. They're all series these days. They get strung out. It could have been three parts. It could have been like a 90-minute doc or a three-part series.
Well, yeah, what could it have possibly been about? I mean, the whole affair lasted like 30 seconds maybe on the field.
To you, man. But for us, those laughing things, they can just feel like eternities. And then there was like the fallout of like how long you were a national joke. It was so long.
Well, I guess I, you know, when I was away, I didn't really have access to social media.
Yeah, that was the point. That was the point.
Yeah.
That was the point. So but you worked on your fielding, right?
Well, I mean, not that much.
It was coming right at you. It didn't.
It was such a gimme, my guy.
I mean, I have been working on it since I got out like a month ago, and I've been working with the team to sort of get ready. So I'm ready to go. Don't worry about me.
We're in a playoff run, and we've been doing really well without you on the team.
Yeah, I feel like, hey, well, coach, can he just walk back on with only a month of practice?
Yes, they brought me back. I was a good player. I made one mistake. It happened. A guy on the Blue Jays did it, and he was back the next day. But look, I'm back. I'm mentally good. The stress of being a professional athlete is actually, like, I think a lot of us should consider taking sabbaticals for that reason. You know, right,
we're with you. We're with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm back, and you know, and this face, this new face,
Daddy,
did cost a lot of money. So I'm definitely not looking to injure this thing again. I think I'm going to be pretty sharp.
But we're playing the Cubs today, and you know, they got that new guy from the minor leagues. That guy, Pop Up Poppy. He's always sending it to center field. Maybe you want to.
Have you
wait,
seen
one
yeah, and he gets out like every time. So I'm not too worried about Pop Up Poppy. I'm surprised that they even have him in the lineup because he's like one for 300.
He's a great pitcher.
Oh, that's right. He's playing. They got rid of
Poppy. He's going to hit it right to you, man.
Yeah, but it's still weird because they got rid of pitchers hitting. Everyone is on the designated hitter now, and I guess he's trying to do a two-way thing like Ohtani.
We cut to him in the outfield in the first inning for the first time.
Wow, they've got Pop-Up Poppy doing leadoff. That's insane.
Hey, I'm coming right for you. This one's for you.
He's calling his shot like Babe Ruth, like he does before every at bat. He calls a pop.
He's gonna pop out.
This one's for you, sweet baby girl. Oh wait, sorry. More of a daddy these days. Here it comes, and here's the old classic.
He pops it up in his classic way. An easy one right to center field. He only has to back up a few steps.
It's coming to me. Okay, back up a few steps.
Everything starts to go into slow motion. He starts to flash back to that one day. Why didn't he catch it? It was coming right at his eye. Why didn't he just put the glove up and catch it?
No. Put that thought out of your mind. Just like we learned in the retreat, meditate. Bring your thoughts back to the present moment. Focus on the ball. It's coming right at me.
He goes back to the guru real quick. I'm getting him advice. And finally, my son, I believe maybe baseball isn't for you. Maybe a different profession is the path that you want to go down.
No, I'm going back to baseball. The team's paying for this retreat. They're going
to
make me
here
better.
Comes the ball. We cut back to reality. Bam.
Holy shit, that same guy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Pop Out Poppy gets his first home run.
Inside, everyone's rounding the bases. The whole team has walked back to the dugout. They're not even looking while the other team is grandstanding.
Oh my God, Pop Out Poppy's never scored.
Pop Out Poppy.
Never even been on base.
And now he's on third base. Pop Out Poppy.
Go Poppy before they recover from laughter.
Pop Out Poppy. First home run.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk some more about that.
Wait, so do you not do pitchers, not have to bat anymore?
I thought that's only one, that's just one league.
Yeah, the American League, they don't.
They changed it. Like, I think last season was the first season where they had designated hitters for both leagues.
It makes sense.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that makes the LA pitcher even more of a unicorn.
Yeah, definitely. I do kind of miss the pitchers hitting because, you know, a lot of the times they wouldn't be good, but every now and like when a pitcher would get like a hit or something, or
yeah, it was even
sometimes a home run, it'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, like Pop Out Poppy. You know, you just never see it coming, like, and then it happens. It's Out like Poppy. So exciting.
Exactly. They'd bunt. We could talk baseball all day.
Baseball's a tough one for me. But I've been really going mad for March Madness.
Okay, let's talk, Jess.
So fun. I love March Madness.
So have I. And the female madness is much more interesting.
Really exciting.
Than the male madness right now.
Yeah, there's great. Who are you pulling for in the female bracket?
Look, my daughter is full on board the Caitlin Clark train.
Yeah, that's
which
cool.
Which is sweeping American. So much fun. It makes me tear up every time they play some story on her and all the little girls into her. But I'm a Southeast, so Iowa, but I'm a Southeast Conference guy. And I know that those teams are just on a whole other level. There's
anyone's
beating South Carolina.
Yeah, I watched the Iowa West Virginia game yesterday,
last night.
It was like, yeah, oh my gosh, it's so exciting! And it was the last time Caitlin Clark got to play at home, and it was like, ooh, I don't know, y'all. You don't look like South Carolina just like has trounced their other teams. So we'll see. Sometimes though, with March Madness, I feel like they do better when they're a little road tested, so you never know. Like maybe they're getting, but it was sad when they were like, look at all these Big Ten schools that are out. So you're like, maybe Iowa hasn't played like hard enough teams. But I don't know. I don't pay attention to any sports until it's big time sports. So I'm literally a week and a half into knowing anything about college basketball. Well, I watched Caitlin Clark last year, but I love event sports. It's so fun. When the stakes are finally high, ooh, get me in there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Who are you pulling for?
Well, I think, Iowa. And then I have a bracket on the men's side. So I'm a little bit more just going by what could get me that W. So I have UConn winning overall, but Baylor going
You're
out
correct.
Kind of messed up my bracket. I had them going a little farther, but otherwise doing pretty good right now. I'm at the top of my bracket competition, but my max points are a lot lower. They're a little more mid tier, but it's just so fun. The stories are so good. It's just like the emotions are so high. Remembering
so
how
high.
Like young these kids are. It's just like so
exciting.
Even
Caitlin Clark showing her immaturity in the first two games of the tournament was a little refreshing. I gotta say. Her yelling at her dad yelling at her. It's just like, holy shit, this is just like the middle school games I'm at.
Yeah.
Like she was complaining too much to the refs in that first game. And her dad was telling her to shut up. She's yelling at him to shut the fuck up. And it's like, holy shit. And everyone there is there to see her.
Yeah.
It's a weird dynamic.
It's very funny. And she was like totally playing up the crowd last night, you know, like, but it's very fun to watch, boy.
That's, you're right in that observation too, of playing up the crowd. And that is the exact last time she'll ever be able to do that. And you don't get that kind of energy on the pro level.
Also, do you know why? Why on the women's side, is it a thing that first seats get to play the first couple games at home?
Yeah. So, I wondered that too. I guess that is true.
Because I guess
USC was a host. UCLA was a host.
It was a little like, huh.
That's not fair, you think? I think that is fair.
But in on the men's side, they don't play any games at like, they play them all at like bigger or like sports arenas.
That is true.
They're more on like neutral ground, and you might still have like location favoritism of like, hey, we're a lot closer to our fans than this other side.
They do.
But they got to straight up play like their first two rounds at home. I was like, I'm sure that's a product of the women's side not being as like followed, although hopefully, you know, it's grown. Like last year they added 5 million more viewers. It like doubled last year, but they're playing in smaller arenas. Their early rounds have to be still played at the college level. I don't know. It's just sort of like, wow, they get to play at home. That's pretty unique.
That is true. I didn't think about that. It is unique. I do think it's cool that it's earned.
Yeah, that it's
on the
top,
one
yeah.
hand.
Yeah.
And that makes you fight for earning that and worth winning the season.
Are there a bunch of other games also happening on that one seed's court? Like
yes.
in their bracket? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they like host, you know, they're hosting rounds one and two. Then now that we're in the Sweet 16, I think they go to bigger neutral locations.
They do.
So I think it's just a compromise for how to deal with those first two rounds and them happening at the same time. I do wonder how much like it's good that men and women happen at the same time versus like I like that it was a little bit staggered. Like when the like last night, you know, there are no men's games. And so it was like fun and easy to all day just watch women's games. Mm-hmm. It's probably best that they kind of happen at the same time. I don't know. We're just talking about March Madness. I do love it.
Okay, guys. So the good news, of course, is we just got into the tournament. That's just exciting for the team. And
yes.
You know, a lot of people didn't think we were going to get in. I'm so proud of you guys. You worked so hard.
Proud of you, coach.
Thanks. I love you guys.
Love you, coach.
Listen, you're in for a little something because we're going to be, you know, since we were last four in, We're definitely going to be guests. We're not going to have home court advantage, especially in the first round. We're going to be playing at Iowa, and they take their home court advantage very seriously. It starts way before you hit the court.
As soon as you enter Iowa. We're about the whole state?
Oh, yeah. They're giving you, as soon as the first time we gas up, the bus gases up. Don't expect access to a bathroom. That's where it'll start.
We cut to the bus crossing the border into Iowa.
I hope you guys went to the bathroom, like I said.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Permission to board your bus.
Oh, God damn it. We weren't speeding or anything.
Oh, hey, just wanted to extend a friendly welcome to Iowa. Now that you're entering Iowa, I just wanted to say, have a lovely stay here.
You're really hitting the I in Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa. And we're excited to have you. Excited to have you explore all that Iowa has to offer. And also, y'all can go fuck yourselves. Okay, goodbye. Jeez, coach. You're not kidding.
And that's state troopers.
Wow. Yeah, and they're circling our bus, but not in like a menacing way and just like a teasing way. Yeah, they threw an egg at our bus. Oh, coach.
I mean, don't they know that we're Indiana? I mean, we got an I in our name too. They were really emphasizing that I as if
it's,
they
it's
like.
It's hard to hit the, because it's Indiana, not Indiana. It sounds less selfish.
Do you think
menacing.
That their home, does their home court advantage extend to the I, do you think?
Yeah,
so
like,
far.
Coach, is there, if there's no I in team, but there's an I in Iowa, but an I in Indiana, but they're pronounced different. How we have a choice in this matter, man? How are we going to win?
Look, we can't get rattled by this, all right?
You're right,
We scraped and clawed our way to get into the last four, all right? We've been here before. It hasn't been an easy road for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Indiana has, we have our own basketball history.
Just
as strong and as long as Iowa. Let's be proud. And they pull into the hotel where they supposedly have reservations. Okay, guys, let's just don't They're trying to yank our chain. So just everyone, just take this. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Okay, just ease into. We cut to the clerk. May I help you?
Yeah, we have a block of rooms for Indiana University.
And how do you spell that?
I. N.
I as in Iowa?
Or Indiana.
But as in Iowa.
Sure, but also as in Indiana.
But can you say, yes, I as in Iowa?
Oh, yes, I as in Iowa.
Got it.
I as in Iowa. N as in Nebraska. I as in Iowa.
Great.
Wait, D as in Des Moines. Sorry. Oh, coach, I'm so rattled.
It's all right. It's all right. They can take away our letters, but that's got nothing to do with what we're going to do out there on the court.
You're right.
Okay,
you're
right.
Let's
see. Irving. Ivanhoe. Indiana. Is that first name or last name?
No, it's the university and the state. It's our team. It's a whole block of rooms. We've got a bunch of rooms. Players, staff, boosters.
Okay, we have a reservation like that for Indiana.
I'm sure it's the same. I think it's just we pronounce it.
Do you need
Indiana.
Anyone to take any luggage up to the room?
No, we can carry it. We're a basketball
Because we wouldn't
team.
Do that.
Oh, okay.
Just telling you, we have to tell you what we can't do as well.
Excuse me, I'm here to check in. My name is Indiana Jones. I've got a reservation under Indiana.
And here you go. The archaeologist suite. Good to have you back, Indiana.
Thank you. Sorry if you guys thought that reservation was for you.
Well, surely, Dr. Jones, you don't need 50 rooms.
Well, yes, to house all of my artifacts.
What the?
We cut to 3 weeks later when housekeeping is cleaning out that block of suites that Indiana had.
Oh, be careful.
Hey, check this out in the bathroom.
No, be careful. Be careful. Don't pull on it. Don't pull on it. Spears will come out.
What just is once, this? We got it clean.
Just once. I'm saying be careful. I've already done 6 rooms. Trust me. If you pull that too hard, spears are going to come out.
I ain't touching it. I ain't cleaning it.
We have to clean it. We have
Don't
to.
Tell me to be careful. Spears are going to come out.
I'm just saying be careful when you dust it. Don't pull because spears will come out. I don't know why he left these.
We cut to the next. They don't clean it. And we cut to the next couple that rents the room coming in. Okay, I'm just going to take up
piss. What the fuck?
What?
Somebody left something in the bathtub and it fucking looks weird as shit.
What is it? I don't want to
know. It's a
Kyle, are you turning into goo? Kyle, if you turn into goo, I have to clean you up.
Love is a flame, a devil's thing. A violent star about to be born. Just look in these eyes, see all the lies, all these things you see, cannot deny.
What the fuck is going on?
What's up with these Boeing 737s falling apart, and does that make you want to check that when you make a reservation now? Or is it that they've always fallen apart at this rate, and now it just gets part of an algorithm. We just hear about it more. What's going on?
I certainly don't like that one article that was like, they have to weigh profits against keeping us safe. I was like, yeah, you don't get to do that, though. Like, not when it's like people potentially dying. But no, I don't really. I've booked a bunch of flights lately, and I haven't been like, am I on a Boeing? I do sort of tend to subscribe to the now everything's getting checked more philosophy, where maybe it's never been safer because they're really trying to put some eyeballs on it. One time I was flying home from Thailand and went through Beijing. We got delayed for 4 hours on the tarmac in Beijing. And all the flight attendants kept saying over the loudspeaker was plane bad. Sorry, plane bad. And I was like, my husband and I and like five friends. And we were like, do we get off this plane? Like, what's happening? And Morgan was like, no, there's never a safer time than if something was weird. And they like now have looked at everything again. This is the best time to fly. But it was very terrifying.
That was very zen of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like people who lived in Beijing were getting off because they could get a different plane. But anyone who needed to get back to America was like, I don't know, that feels like a whole to do. I guess I'll just fly across a whole ocean on plane bad. But I'm not typically a nervous flyer, but the big long ones over oceans get me a little bit.
Okay, folks, sorry, we're going to have another delay here as we've just been told that this plane is bad. And we're just going to have some engineers come through and they're just going to take a look-see underneath your seats. And hopefully we can get this bad plane to good right away and get across the Atlantic.
Did he say look under our seats?
What could possibly be
plane bad?
I heard about that. I've been hearing about the plane, the doors flying off.
We gotta get off. We gotta get off.
I mean,
babe, we gotta get off. He said plane bad, and the whole doors have been flying off. People could have been sucked out.
I mean, but it seems like at least they know. I mean, they're checking, right? They know that the plane is bad. It'll be such a... It's going to be so hard to rebook this flight. I mean, we could be stranded here for days.
It's going to be really hard to rebook it if we're dead. Listen, can we just like... Can we at least... Here, let's ask this attendant. Hi, excuse me?
Hi. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Hi, yeah.
No,
you... Can you just go ahead? Do you know anything more about plane bad? Do you know anything more about plane bad?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of us flight attendants, we've been given the choice to leave the plane if we want to. So I'm actually not a flight attendant on this flight anymore because I've chosen to leave the bad plane.
Okay.
I have time for one question. What is it?
What's bad about the plane?
They're checking. They're bringing some engineers on. I saw a guy in a yellow vest. He's going to come through, but they're checking, and I think they know what's bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's definitely bad.
Can I ask you another question?
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to leave?
Because, you know, what if they don't fix it, or what if they don't know what's bad?
Thank you so much.
But also, like, they wouldn't have given you the option to stay unless there was unless they were like going to fix it, right?
You guys seem older than me. I feel like I have more life to live, and I don't know if that's negative to say, but maybe it's from where you're at and I'm at. But I don't know. I feel like I haven't lived enough.
Okay, babe, we should definitely get off this plane. We should definitely get off this plane.
God, this is such a pain.
We see the guy in the yellow vest come through. All right, excuse me. All right, if you're on the plane now, you got to stay on the plane.
What?
Give it enough chance to get off the plane. We got to check everything. As soon as we get rid of the bad, turn this to good, we can get on our way.
This is your co-captain speaking. Just wanted to give you a quick update. The plane has been upgraded from bad to doesn't look great. So just give us a second here. And we're hoping to get that all the way up to passable within as short a time as possible. Get you an on-time arrival into Denver. So again, it has been upgraded to not looking great. Just give us a couple seconds here. Thank you for your patience, and we appreciate you flying with us.
Okay, they're making progress. I mean,
no, but we're flying across. We're currently on a direct flight from Vienna to Denver. That's far. We gotta be on a
pasteurized it there.
Hey, good to see some people aren't chicken shit.
Wait, you said we had to stay.
You stayed long enough that you must have believed you're on my side, right?
Well, can you tell us what exactly is bad about the plane and like how likely it is to get fixed? And the first captain said under our seats. Is it just like a carpet cleaning issue, or like did he mean like under the seats?
First off, did you hear anything rattle when you sat into your seats, or did you push up against the side? Can you push up against the side of the hole right there?
Okay, it crumbled in my hand. Please, can we get off? I'm holding my window now.
Look, we're all holding a window in some way or another.
No, I don't need to get metaphorical about this. I just really need to
Jesus?
Go. Yeah, but I don't know.
Afterlife?
Maybe. I mean, I believe like literally he was a person, or maybe like an amalgamation. I don't know. I don't know how to face this right now.
I'm just saying, have faith. Have faith in Jesus, okay, the afterlife,
babe,
and the working man that solves problems.
We got to get off this plane. Just,
but honey, think about it. I mean, if there is an afterlife and we do end up dead, then maybe we end up in the afterlife and that's actually better.
You want to bank on that? I know we're younger than that flight attendant, but we're not. We have years left to live.
Years left to live, but also years left to make a bunch of awful mistakes.
Okay, we got another quick update from the ground crew. We've now been sort of a parallel, like a lateral move, so not an upgrade nor a downgrade. We're no longer looking pretty, not looking great. We are now a metaphysical metaphor. We've been sort of laterally side graded to metaphysical metaphor.
I just don't feel like I need to live in that world. I think we can live in the real world where we fly on real planes, babe. We have to get off.
We have to get off? But I mean, it's a metaphysical metaphor. Can anything even happen to us if we're just in a metaphor?
All right, guys, some of our engineers think the problem's right underneath your seat. You can just get up.
Yes,
and lift up your.
We would love to.
Just lift up your seat there.
Great. Yep, there you go.
Seat pad.
Yep.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay.
That's
just one of these.
One of these? This is what was making plane bad.
Yeah, I explain it to you, but you guys aren't plane engineers. I'm just going to unscrew it here, take it out.
But it is sort of like glowing. Is that something we should worry about, or?
I don't think you would understand it, and you do want to make your flight, right? You do want to get in time.
Okay, well, she was an English major. I think that if this is like a metaphor or something like that, I think that she can understand.
Oh my God, babe, I get it. We have to get a divorce.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk some more about that.
Sid got a black eye recently playing basketball. Aww. And it happened when there was no action on the court, or she was on the court, but the ball was out of being thrown and it hadn't been thrown in yet. And the kid just making space that she was defending and just whacked her in the eye. And she went straight to the ground, had an immediate black eye.
Aww.
Such a bummer to see.
That's so sad and so scary. Yes, we were talking before that I currently have a black eye because I fell into a table. And even being in my 30s, I was like afraid to convey this information to my mom because I was like, oh man, she's going to be so sad that I hit my head. Like, you just, like, it has to be one of those things that, like, and then my family was like, I fell and broke my head open when I was three. We used to rent the same beach house every summer, and I was spinning around with a bucket on my head. I took the bucket off and fell into a bunk bed. So it was like a pretty similar injury. I was like spinning my friend in a hug. We fell and I hit a table. So we were like making a lot of jokes about how some things never change. And then another friend of mine was like checking in on me and sent me a text from when I had fallen in college, where I like, it was right before we were taking promo photos for a comedy show, and I just had like a giant bandage on the top of my forehead. And she's like, thinking of you, but I know you're great at recovering from head wounds. Remember this from when you fell rollerblading? And I was like, that wasn't from rollerblading. I slipped on the black ice. I fell rollerblading when we were rollerblading up to the Baha'i Temple, and I just went on some bad sidewalk, and we had to flag an elderly couple to drive us back to campus. And I was like, wait a second. Am I a klutz? Like, why do I have so many injury stories that are like not that interesting? They're like, yeah, I fell.
We cut to Jess walking into her living room thinking that she's walking into a surprise birthday party. But when she walks in, and no surprise.
Oh.
Sorry, we didn't know how to start this. We knew that you'd been tipped as surprise. We didn't want to shout surprise.
So
we didn't want to shout intervention.
Oh, God, so an intervention.
So we just thought no surprise would be the thing to shout.
Yeah, we didn't want you to, like, get startled, fall over.
Yeah, we didn't want you to feel startled. So we felt the opposite of surprise is screaming no surprise.
No surprise.
And just you, Matt. Like, thank you all for being here. Like, it's so nice to see so many people who love and care about me. But, and so you decided just put Matt at the front and have him say, and no surprise. Okay.
I'm sorry I popped up from behind a sofa. No, everyone else was already standing.
Yeah, it was a little startling, but an intervention. Is this a
sit down? First off, please. This is one thing we can all agree. You need to sit down. We gave you a wide... one of those wide sofa seats.
I'm being guided to sit. Okay,
slowly,
thank you.
Slowly.
Okay.
Everyone, no one move quickly while Jess is sitting down.
Okay, I'm all right. Thank you. Is this
Would you
about
like
how
something
I...
to drink in a plastic cup?
Sure. Is this about
want some
drinking?
Whiskey?
Okay, so you guys don't think I drink too much. Okay, cool.
No,
yeah,
no,
great.
No. Everyone's okay. Already drinking here.
Okay, yeah, sure, I'll take a little whiskey.
Yeah, in fact, up. It would be good for you to have some and just kind of like settle your nerves a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think nerves is the problem.
Me too. Too much nerves from the Hollywood lifestyle.
We'll get to that.
All right.
Nana, you embrace my Hollywood lifestyle.
Again, a lot of your friends and relatives here were not all on the same page.
Okay.
You know, in politics and culturally, but we all love you. That's what we agree on. We're all concerned about your spinning.
Spinning like emotionally, how I can sometimes get fixated on a thought?
No, anytime you literally spin, and when it as a kid, it was cute. You did it more than other kids, but it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
You are a little top. But now you're an adult, honey.
Yeah.
It's time to stop finding reasons to spin.
Oh, really? Like, you don't think I should, on the every morning, act out the part from Titanic when Jack and Rose grip hands and they spin as fast as they can? You don't think I should be doing that in my socks on a hardwood floor every single morning?
Both parts? No.
But spinning is fun. It makes the world go round. And sure, I've taken a few falls, but I only spin because I...
It's selfish. It's time for you to grow up, be an adult, and walk forward in your life.
Poppy.
One foot in front of the other, and otherwise you're sitting down or sleeping.
Poppy.
There's no need to spin.
Poppy, you came all the way from Iowa? That's amazing, but it's just... I just, spinning helps me feel alive. And listen, I can cut back. Please don't make me go cold turkey. I gotta have at least
we don't want to see your weird 180s again.
Please, just please watch. Look, look, I can keep it under control.
They're jarring.
Look.
Those half spins are jarring.
Whoa, you're triggering my vertigo.
I'm sorry, James. It's just, I don't know. I guess I don't see it as a problem. You know, everybody takes a few bumps in this life. You don't get out unscathed,
you
right?
You don't want to see the world. You want it to all blur out while it spins around. You're out of focus.
Yeah, maybe that's
the
way.
That's the problem these days.
Nana, maybe that's the way I prefer to see the world, okay? Is a little blurred. Take the edge off, just like everybody else, you know? Some people do it through meditation. Some people do it through therapy. I do it by just spinning around as much as I can so I can't look at it.
Meditation and therapy won't give you a black eye.
Poppy, all the way from Iowa.
Honey, what is it that you don't want to see? I mean, is it something I did? Is it something that's wrong with our relationship? I mean, I can't remember the last time I looked into your eyes.
What do you
mean? Even when you're trying to be still, your eyes are like moving around.
Make eye contact. Stop spinning out of his gaze.
There's a lot, you know? It's a stressful time to be alive, and I try to get off my phone because it makes me anxious, and so I just spin. And I'm sorry, I haven't stopped and looked at you. It's just now when I stop, if I'm not spinning, I'm dizzy. If I am spinning, I'm not dizzy. As soon as I stop, I get so dizzy.
But part of it's, you know, it's not all your fault. I mean, that's part of the reason why I fell in love with you all those years ago. I saw you out that one night. You were spinning around. You seemed so carefree. I took a twirl.
We cut to this fall night with all the leaves on the ground. They kind of dance with her as she spins in them.
I'm so carefree. Woo!
Dude,
woo!
Oh my God, who is that?
Woo!
I saw her in another class. She's in our class.
Wow. She's so carefree. She just spins. I mean, that's like so risky to do.
It seems reckless, man. I don't know. I'd stay away from chicks like that.
No,
just like heroin users and skateboarders.
Hey, stranger, care to spin?
Hey, I'll take a spin. My name's...
I'll check you later, dude. Uncool.
Dude, whatever. I'm going to spin, all right? I haven't done anything fun. I've been hitting the books for like weeks. I just want to spin tonight.
If you want to feel alive, just let the world blur by you. It's just you and you're the center of your own hurricane. You're the eye, like in Iowa. Woo!
And they spin around in the leaves.
Woo!
Like this?
You're doing it. You're doing it. Don't you feel so alive?
Oh my God.
Woo!
This is incredible.
We cut to some landscapers over in the side. Look at these motherfuckers. All day we
just put those leaves in a pile. Do you know how many friggin' leaves I had to put in a pile? And now they're spinning them all up.
And we cut to him. He's just as looking at his world that's all blurred and happy and giddy.
Whoa.
And suddenly he starts retching and throwing up. It's too much for him.
Oh, don't worry. Let it out. Those are just your demons.
I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't be. Don't you feel free? Don't you feel light?
Yeah.
If it can't stay in you through a spin, it doesn't deserve to be digested.
Oh.
You'll get a stronger stomach. You'll learn to spot, holding one point of focus like a dancer. Come, run with me into the night. Woo!
Okay, let's go.
Woo!
Three weeks later, in an abandoned dance studio, there's all these spinner junkies laying in piles of their own puke, and his friend from the college has been looking for him for a few days.
There you are. Oh, buddy.
I heard you might be in one of these abandoned dance studios.
Hey, hold it. Shut up for a second. Let me spin real quick. Shut up.
No. I'm going to walk you straight line, straight back to campus, my man.
Hey, get off me, man.
No, 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 no. Don't try to spin me, my man. No, 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 no.
Hey, man, you got any cash on you? I'm on my last tutu. Hey, please, come on, please. I need something.
No.
I need something to flutter when I spin, please.
No, I'm not giving you frills for you spin. Spin junkies.
Look, if you don't have enough for a tutu, what about like even a hula hoop?
We could share a hula hoop. Get us one hula hoop, man.
Okay. I was told I should bring a hula hoop to just get you back to campus. I didn't. It was a hard tracking one down, but here's an old hula hoop. This is just for my buddy. Thanks. Stay away.
Thanks, man. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's just roll it out the door, buddy.
What? You're taking me out of here, man?
I mean, yeah, man. I'm spinning you on out of here.
Oh, dude, like, it's fine. Like, what? Forget about me, man. Like, I'm living life over here. I'm in love. I finally feel like, I think college just it wasn't right for me, man. Have you never, like, wanted to spin? I mean.
We cut to a week later. Now that college student is there spinning too, awkwardly, slow fade. Sid and Nancy, too, coming to a theater this summer.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Oh my gosh, Brett, we got to go into the Discord for some suggestions off of the hashtag one word suggestion. And we got. Give you a couple here. Sugar. Summit. Equivalent.
Sugar, summit equivalent.
Any of those work for you? Inspire a story?
I remember going to, I guess Summit makes me think of the Grand Canyon and, my friends and I were on like a road trip right after college and we went to the Grand Canyon. It was like my first time ever going there and it was probably like July. And like one big thing I remember about visiting the Grand Canyon was that there were like a ton of like French teenagers hanging out. And if like... You go to the Grand Canyon and you can start descending like down the side of the canyon. There's kind of like a trail that goes down into the canyon and then it kind of starts going out and it gets pretty like it's pretty crazy. But I just remember like we'd be going down the side of the canyon and, you know, you'd turn a corner and there'd be like a boulder and there would be like a bunch of cool French teenagers like hanging out. And it wasn't just one group. It was like multiple groups. And I think we were kind of trying to piece together like why this was. And I guess it's common for, I guess like European teenagers to like go on maybe like a gap year or something or to like travel like right after high school or over the summers, but it was like, I'd never been to the Grand Canyon before and I didn't expect there to be so many cool, like European teens just kind of like hanging out on the rocks.
Hey, bonjour. Bonjour. Oh, I'm so sorry. If you choose to go further down into the canyon, you are not prepared. Were you planning on turning back now or did you have dreams of hiking further?
Oh yeah, I was gonna keep going. Does it get dicey down there?
Not so much dicey as much as you do not seem, how do I say, a fit to continue. You do not look lithe, and your shoes are very bad. I'm so sorry. My English is only okay, but your shoes are very bad. And also those shorts, my God, kill yourself. I'm so sorry if that is not how you'd say it in English, but my friends and I are here to make sure that
Only the bottom of the canyon, which deserves only love and admiration, can only be seen by like very hot people who will look at it and write very good poetry about its wonders. Because did you know this whole thing was carved by water?
Well, yeah, the Colorado River. Yeah, over...
Yes, did you know this entire canyon was made from just water? And you think what you are wearing is good enough to pay homage to the power of one little river over time? You disgust me.
Who is this?
He is trying to hike down to the bottom of the canyon. Can you believe that, Mikhail?
You need to clean the canyon?
The very bottom of the beautiful canyon, the grand one that we guard.
Is he here to clean it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have asked. My friend, were you interested in actually just going down and cleaning trash as you go? And that's why you're in trash clothes? Is that why you're in trash clothes?
No, I mean...
Is that why you wear trash clothes? Is that what you just ask?
I'm wearing like regular hiking clothes. I mean, you guys seem very uncomfortable. You're wearing like black pants, striped shirt.
Wait, and several Hermes scarves because we appreciate...
Aren't you hot right now? It's the middle of July.
Do you know what is hotter than this? The magma underneath the geological plates. And I want to pay homage to the beauty that surrounds me by looking as beautiful as I can. And you, on the other hand, I have to now look away because you are such trash. Mikhail, look away from me. Look away with me. This man cannot hold our gaze.
I must.
Okay, well, look, I'm sorry that I'm ruining your experience of the canyon, but the canyon's open to everybody.
Do you not know how the canyon was made?
It was carved by water. It was carved by water, the Colorado River, over millennia, eons.
That's
even.
Not true.
And doesn't that make you stand in awe?
Of course. I mean, it's so vast. They say it's the Grand Canyon and you're like, how grand could it really be? And you get here and it's huge. I mean, it's incredible.
But you have not been to the bottom, so you don't get it truly yet.
Well, that's where I'm trying to go. So if you'll excuse me.
No. If you could please go back to the top and put on something.
Put on a new outfit.
That's what it is.
And if you could change, like, yes, maybe a bit of your demeanor. You just need to be ready to, nothing about what you're giving me says, I am ready to stand in the majesty that is the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And I won't do that to the canyon.
Yes.
Do
you smoke rolled self-rolled cigarettes?
Yeah. I smoke every now and then.
Prove it.
Okay, do you have a cigarette on you? I'm not really carrying cigarettes while I'm hiking down the canyon.
Okay, so now I must assume you are a liar, because why would you approach the canyon without yourself rolling cigarettes?
Well, because it's like a pretty intense hike, and if I'm smoking on the way down, it's going to be really hard for me to make my way back up.
Funny you think this is hard. Mikhail and I do this every morning.
Every
time.
We're spending our entire gap year on this trail.
Okay, so this is what it is. You're on a gap year, you're coming out here, and now you're trying to make fun of us Americans for not being cultured on our own canyon.
Do you know this is a common misconception about the French? Is you think we are judging you. Actually, what we are doing is we are preparing you. We are trying to just make you ready to be in the awe of the bottom of the canyon, and you are not.
You are not ready. It is not American. It cuts so deep into the earth, the water cuts so deep into the earth. It is in France.
I know the water cuts.
No, it's in France.
It goes all the way to France. Yes, and you wouldn't know because you've never been.
Okay. What about the top of
the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, if you go down to the bottom of the
Grand Canyon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this?
Okay, I'm listening.
Can I just like say something poetic maybe? And if it's good enough, then I just keep
going. This makes all the teens on the trail like turn their heads like, this is a fair. This is like the challenging a gladiator. It's like, I may not have the clothes,
but that doesn't mean that anything about my ability to take in the awe of the canyon.
If he could do it, it would be tremendous.
Yes.
Oh, please.
Fair is fair.
Show us what you have.
The teens of the trail.
The teens of the trail are nothing but fair.
We are nothing but fair.
A Grand Canyon. Grand.
Is this the title?
Are you starting?
The first line?
Yeah, I'm starting.
Okay.
I'm saying something poetic here. The Grand Canyon. Grand. Like a king or a queen. Something with so much.
This is very bad. I'm so sorry. I'm getting to my point. It is very bad.
We think grand. We think stone monuments. We think hordes of treasure. But maybe what's grand is that which was carved away.
No. Please.
Carved away by
please.
The water.
Water.
You embarrass yourselves and you embarrass
God
the water.
Damn it. I tried. Why don't you say something poetic about the canyon?
Of course, no problem. I am honored for it. It inspires every bone in my body.
What's this?
Estuaries from tops of trails make their way as tears do hail. Beneath us rumbles not a canyon, but a call to merely abandon everything we think we were. This in nature finds the cure. Oh, and this we think is trifle? Nay, it is the top of Eiffel Tower. All right,
Look, okay. Look, you're amazing at that, okay? It's probably your French high school education, all right? That was incredible. But you know what? Whatever. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to go anyway. I'm going down to the canyon.
What?
He starts walking.
Impossible.
But he's walking really fast. I'm tripping on the waters.
He's not appreciating
on the rocks. I'm teetering over the edge.
Oh, no. He is taking this with too many spins.
Whoa.
Typical American.
Whoa.
Oh, a man has fallen from the sky and he has hit his eye on the Eiffel Tower. That is so embarrassing.
We cut to Paris. We're at the top of the Eiffel Tower. This American has fallen through. And all the tourists, there's American tourists in France looking up.
Oh, man, look at that bozo. It's an American.
Oh, dang it. Oh, he came all this way and he gave us a bad name. Jew.
No, fellas, help me out. Get me off of here. I'm stuck on the... My face is stuck on the point.
Oh, we'll try, man, but you're never going to recover from this embarrassment.
No, I need to go to the hospital. I was already humiliated by French teens two minutes ago.
Man, I'll pop you off this Eiffel tip, but it's going to take you 1 to 9 years to recover from this.
Oh, gosh.
He cuts to the remote parts of Canada where he thinks he's... alone, and it's another snowy day, and he's out recovering. He's going to all his traps to see if he's gotten any animals during the night. And as he's removing a bobcat from one of the traps, he sees the famous baseball player who had tried to catch a baseball but had caught it with his eye, removing a raccoon from another trap.
Hey, you.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you're that baseball player, right?
I look pretty different. First, I look like Jacob Elordi, and then I looked like Pedro Pascal meets Jeff Goldblum, but then I had to go through surgery again when my first game out, I missed a pop-up from Pop-Up Poppy. Now I look...
I didn't even realize you were the same guy.
No, I know. Now I look kind of like...
That was you both times.
Yeah, now I look kind of more like Daniel Radcliffe. I'm shorter.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
What happened? You out here to try to let some embarrassment go by?
I guess so. I mean, at first I didn't think I was that embarrassed, but
no.
I tried to get into a poetry battle with these French teens at the Grand Canyon. I lost. I humiliated myself, and then I tried to brush past them. They were right. It was
too hard for me to go down there, and I tripped and I fell. I ended up on the Eiffel Tower and,
yep.
and hit my eye. And
shoot, man. That's worse than me. That one might be, you might be out here for 3 to 12 years. I'm rounding the bases on my 1 to 9.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
And scene, humans.
Brett, this has been an extra fun Improv for Humans. I love these bonus scenes we've been having. That only people behind the walls, listeners behind the walls, have been hearing. And there have been some juicy big chunks.
That's right.
I know today we've made some really big juicy chunks. It's hard to cut a 15-minute scene.
Yeah, I guess
so. But we have to reward our bonus listeners. So thanks for doing that. James, where can we find you on stage and or... social media?
Yeah, you can see my improv team Leroy at UCB. We're currently the fourth Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m. So you can see us there at Pizza Manion on X, although I feel like I'm using it less and less these days, but that's still the only place where I'm at.
Jess, what about you?
You can check out Jess McKenna on Instagram. The sort of sunsetted off-book improvised musical podcast has some live show eps in the feed because we just did a big old tour. So thank you, Brett, for working through the various audio that comes in from different live venues. that's about it.
We had some live venue problems at South by Southwest, but it actually ended up creating extra bonus in a way.
That's Brett, nice.
Okay.
In a way.
Yeah.
Because the show that didn't get recorded was a show that wasn't necessarily supposed to happen. So.
Some juicy chunks in there.
Let's think of it as gravy. Go look for that. Bonus listeners, because we do need you to subscribe. Only $40 a year. Good Lord, that's affordable. That's a nice tip for the humans, the improvisers on Improv for Humans, to pay them and Brett and to keep this going. But check out Improv for Humans and see all the extra content we are making and keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series, go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month. Or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.